Latest news, breaking stories,
expert analysis.
All you need to know in 60 minutes.
This is the Midday Report.
So a big story in entertainment news over the weekend that's had a triggering effect on many crossing over really from entertainment. Leaked video footage showing the alleged tumultuous side to AKA the rapper and Nelly Tembe's relationship, and that nature of their relationship has thus been thrust into the spotlight as alleged incidents of violence in the months before her death emerged. News 24 publishing images of a March 13th incident in which AKA can be seen using his hands to violently break down a wooden door to enter the bedroom in their apartment in Bryanston in Johannesburg, where Tembe was hiding. And then there's more video footage in which he claims that Nelly Tembe allegedly wanted to jump off the balcony in an incident that apparently took place on the same day, and that was a month before Nelly's death, the 22-year-old dying on April the 11th, after apparently falling from the 10th floor of the Pepper Club Hotel in Cape Town. AKA has made a statement about this, but really these videos causing a lot of concern, particularly on social media over the weekend. News 24 reporter Luandile Bengu joining us now. Luandile, thank you very much for your time today on the Midday Report. So what do we know about these videos that have been released, and what picture do they paint? What do they tell us?
Thank you so much for having me. So I think the first thing these videos tell us is that the relationship wasn't as glamorous as we all saw on social media, and particularly with the two that have been doing the rounds on social media, where you see the late Anele Tembe in a petrified state after allegedly trashing the room in AKA Bryanston's home. So they sort of paint for us this picture of this young woman who, in that relationship, from based off those two videos, was just going through a lot. Because in one of the videos, she can be heard screaming, "You don't know what he's doing to me, you don't know what he's doing to me." In another video, after she allegedly trashed the room, she can be seen on the floor crying for her mom. So it just sort of shed the light into what we thought was, based off social media, was looked like this perfect happy relationship, and which just appears that wasn't the case.
And it does seem as though these videos are being leaked from alternate sides of this this relationship, and that they are each trying to control a narrative in a way.
Yes, definitely, because with the first pictures that were published on News 24 of AKA breaking down the door, we received that from a close friend of Anele Tembe, who wanted to share the spotlight, saying that the late Anele had taken the pictures before she died. And then the second video that we're now doing the rounds on social media, it was received through a close source in the camp who sympathized with AKA, and it seemed that there was an attempt to show us the other side of the story.
And Luandile, AKA putting out a statement on Saturday night, obviously preempting what was coming in the media on Sunday. What is he saying about this?
So that statement dropped hours after News 24 had sent his team questions. And essentially the statement speaks of the fact that their relationship was challenging. It goes as far as calling it tumultuous. It makes allegations that there are people who were once close to the couple who are now trying to use these videos against him to sort of influence the current inquest into Tembe's death that is happening in the Western Cape. So that statement was very much a preempt to what we ran on Sunday and what other publications have since picked up.
And Luandile, have there been any developments with the inquest at this stage? Police they've opened an inquest case into the death of Anele Tembe. Are they saying anything about that?
So police at the moment are still mum. When News 24 contacted Western Cape Police at the weekend, all they could say is that investigations are still ongoing. The friend who had sent the images to News 24 had said that she had also forwarded the very same images to police. But as we know how these investigations go, police aren't at this stage or at any stage until there's something conclusive going to be willing to share that sort of information with the public.
Lwandile, thank you so much for your time and explaining all of that to us. Lwandile Bengu, News 24 reporter, and she wrote that story at the weekend, publishing those images. And if you've seen that video, sure, I mean, all the videos are just so triggering and so harrowing, in which you can see AKA violently breaking down the door and then the subsequent images that have come out from the other side. And it's just, it really is devastating to see that, but an important conversation to have in the conversation around gender-based violence as well.